Time for another week in the cabin of Crapper Creek, Alaska, as we look back on 2023 and wrap up the year with a bow. And this week, it's all about sex, people. Yes, it's all about sex. Because it's all about lovely Maria, our sex and relationship expert. She's been with us all year, and today we celebrate all the stuff she's brought us. Sexy, lovely Maria, this week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
I've got a episode of Would You Rather.
Oh, okay.
So, and these are, it's funny, they're all things that you like very much, not wine, but food and sex. So I want to see what you think about this. So here's your first
one. Wait a minute. Wine? Did you say wine, food, and sex, or just food and sex?
Well, this is just about food and sex. We could have thrown wine in there.
If you had, it probably would have been more interesting.
That would have been the trifecta right there.
It's smart man.
But sadly, no, it's just two. And these are very interesting. These are all kind of the things you could bring up at a dinner party, maybe. Would you rather never be able to pleasure yourself again or never eat pizza again?
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. And, I know. I am torn in the middle
well,
on
no,
that
no.
one.
No, this is a cool one, really, when you think about it, because you do most of the pleasuring, so...
Oh, I see. So you wouldn't have
go
to.
Go for the pizza.
And let me do the... Well played.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah, 52% would give up the self-love, so that was almost in the middle. Here's one. Would you rather only be able to hook up with your clothes on? In other words, from now on, you always have to have sex fully clothed, or always have to eat with no clothes on?
Fully clothed.
Yeah, that was 60% went
I
with
I don't
it.
Want anyone sitting at the table eating
naked. No,
ew.
Including me. Here you go. Would you rather never have sex again or never eat again and get all your nutrition from a tasteless liquid?
Wait a minute. Repeat that one.
All right. You have to give up either sex or eating only through it. You have to either not have sex or eat forever through a tube with tasteless paste.
Again, these are really tough.
I know. Oh, I would.
I'm not giving up sex, so forget that.
No, I'm not giving up sex.
I guess I'm going to lose a lot of weight.
We're going to look great while we have sex.
Right?
Eating through a tasteless liquid.
Yeah.
Would you rather have sex or eat lunch in the grossest bathroom on earth? So you're in the grossest bathroom on earth. You either have to have sex in there or eat lunch in there. What's going to happen?
I'm going to eat lunch, but I'm going to make sure I put it on my lap or something.
I think I would have to go, I don't know.
No, because, there's a lot of things that are exposed when you're having sex that aren't normally exposed when you're eating food.
I don't know. There's still a lot of fecal matter in the air going into your mouth and you're touching food, whereas sex could be done pretty quick and efficiently. Come on. Who hasn't had sex in a nasty bathroom? Come on, everyone. Show of hands. Come on.
I've never. I'm raising my hand. You can't see it, but I'm raising my hand.
Would you rather have an 8-hour food marathon where you could eat as much as you want without feeling full, or an 8-hour sex marathon with anyone on earth?
Food.
Hold on. Anyone on earth?
Food.
Oh, you are a food whore.
Yes, I am, Doc.
I would so go sex marathon.
Oh, no,
but then
way.
I'd have to figure out with who. I mean you, of course.
That's the right answer.
Finally, one more. Would you rather hook up with your celebrity crush anytime you wanted? I don't know. I don't even know who that would be. Is it still Angelina Jolie? Or is it? Have you gone on?
She's a little weird.
She has, yeah.
I don't think, she's out of my wheelhouse now.
All right. Well, I don't know who you're going with. What, Ryan Reynolds, or is he too goofy? I don't know.
He is pretty goofy.
Would you rather hook up with your celebrity crush anytime you wanted, or get your favorite food for free for the rest of your life?
Favorite food for free for the rest of my life. Are you kidding? Aren't you finding a little theme going on here?
Yes. My lady likes to eat her food.
Yeah, the weight of my pants is my tummy.
Oh, that's really weird. Let's just end with that.
You can bleep that one out.
Oh, no. I'm saving that one forever.
Oh, good Lord. What's going on, baby?
Well, I always get these things about couples and what have you, and apparently A lot of couples think of other, when they're having sex, they think of other things other than sex.
Couples, women, men?
I think both. Well, here's a list, and I guess we could kind of figure out who's thinking of what. 80% during sex think about how good it is, like, wow, this is great, or wow, this isn't so great. So that could go either men or women.
That's true.
61% have thought about asking their partner to try something new. And that's probably more men than women.
Yeah, we're always doing new stuff anyway, so right. Just for fun.
53% have thought, wow, how do I prevent this from being over too quickly? All right, that's definitely dudes. the next one, 52% have thought, when will this be over? Okay, that's probably more girls.
Well, you never know, though. I mean, I know some guys that are in no way interested. I mean, those are the women tell me.
No, that's too bad. Well,
super sad, right?
36% have wondered if their partner ever had better sex with an ex. That's been a long time. I don't even remember.
During sex?
Yeah, during sex.
That's pathetic.
Yeah, I don't even... 29% have thought about chores. I noticed you didn't, I was going to say, I noticed you didn't disagree totally with that one.
No, actually I do.
Okay. 27%.
What I'm thinking about is chores.
27% have thought about their next meal and what they want to eat.
Okay. Well, that might have happened.
Because I know how you like food. And 24% have thought about work.
No, definitely.
No. I don't know. That's terrible. It'd be interesting to combine that to what people might think about, like, after sex, you know, like, thank you, Viagra. Wow, that was the best 3 minutes of my life. Man, I wonder if she accepts Venmo.
All right, that's a hooker.
Well,
I think that's Cash App, isn't it?
I just need to leak this video onto the internet, and voila, I get my own reality show on Hulu. Boom.
And your own prison cell.
All right.
That'd be fun.
Where I will be making different types of videos, I guess. Well, I will try to think of something more positive.
Okay. I will try not to think of food.
Deal!
Bye.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Okay. Wow, you're excited to hear from me then.
I've been waiting all day.
Yeah, get in line. That's what all the chicks tell me.
Go ahead. Keep talking.
Yeah. Hey, so I got this cool thing. This is real quick and easy. It's called Normal or Nope.
And these like
are
that.
Are these things normal or nope? Let's start with the first one. Normal or nope? Whilst watching a movie at the theater, taking off your shoes.
I'd say normal.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I have no problem with that.
All right. Airplanes, maybe more of a nope. It's just a little too intimate on a plane because then they start taking off their socks.
Well, you should know toenails. I do take my shoes off on an airplane, so normal.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. Here's the next one. Normal or nope? And I'm a little confused on this one. Sharing towels with family members.
Nope.
Okay. All right. There we go.
No, you know how I feel about that.
I know. Let's see. Here is the next one. Normal or nope? This next person says, when I heat leftovers in the microwave, let's say for a minute 30, I race to see if I can wash your Tupperware containers, wipe down the counters, get my drink, everything before the microwave goes off.
Nope.
Oh, see, I would go normal. I do that all the time when I'll make like a cup of soup at the radio station and I'll say, okay, I can get everything else and cleaned up and I can go do this in that time. I see what I can get done instead of I'm horrible at sitting there watching it.
No, I'm not. I don't watch it. I do other stuff, but I don't have to like rush. I'm not. Yeah,
oh, I
I'm
do my best.
That.
Okay. So
well, good for you.
All right, we switch it. Here's another normal or nope. This one says I'm 36 and though everyone stands up to wipe after they take a crap, how do you get good clean wipes still sitting down? What?
Does anyone
They okay, make it
I
sound like...
I just tried to picture that. That's super gross. Oh, my God.
They're talking about standing up to clean. Nope. That's a huge nope.
I know. What if you have a clinger? Ew.
Oh, huge nope.
Ba-dum-bum.
All right, next one. When somebody pulls out in front of you, they go 5 miles an hour. When there are like zero cars behind you, I hate that. It's usually a Subaru coming in from Goldstream Valley.
Then you have the right to ride right up there.
Or, well, here's the caveat to it. When I pull up next to them at a stop, I stare at them like they're the dimmest person on the road. That's normal, right? I do it too. Just look at them.
Actually, see, I don't, because I never want to make eye contact with a stranger. You don't know who you're dealing with. Haven't you watched my shows?
Well, here's the thing. You never flip somebody off, because that's what I do is I do the tail wag like, no, that was bad. That was wrong, because they can't really get too mad at you for wagging your finger.
Oh, see, and I don't even do that. I just put both my hands up in the air like, what the?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
What is wrong with you?
Or just shake your head in disappointment.
Well, like I said, though, this is a super aggressive driver, though, coming up behind me. I'll just quietly let him get around me.
Yeah, just go ahead.
I had Kugels this morning for breakfast.
Go ahead. All right, here's the next one. When you're trying to find an address driving around in your car, you turn the radio down.
I have no idea why you would do that.
I don't know, but people do.
They turn it down so they can hear their phone?
I don't know, so they can think. But it's like, hold on, where are we going? They always turn the radio down when they're trying to find an address.
I don't.
Okay, well, good. As a radio person, I'd appreciate that. But I've done it, so I say, you say nope, I say normal.
Okay.
Here's another one, says, he sleeps with his baby blanket. He's 30. Normal or nope?
I think it's cute. Of course it's a nope, because that's weird. But it's super cute. I mean, if you slept with your baby blanket, I'd be going, oh.
So it's adorable but creepy. That's what you're
adorable.
Saying?
Yeah, I'm okay. Several
all right. Normal or nope? Mine, my husband's and daughter's clothes are in color orders in the closets. It makes it easier to find things.
You know, I like that idea.
It's a great idea, but that's a nope for me. That's a little too OCD for me.
Yep.
Finally, packing extra pairs of underwear for a trip because your shirt. Oh, it says this one says because you're sure to crap yourself multiple times. What?
Okay, I pack extra always. Socks and underwear are just a given.
All right, so you don't crap yourself multiple times on trips then. All right, so we're going to say nope. Let's both agree. We say normal for the first part, but a big nope on the second part.
The second part, just get a couple Depends.
Well, is he crapping himself standing up or sitting down? I guess
Wait, what? No, gross.
Oh, as God is my witness, I thought it was a fart. There we go.
Weirdo.
That is Lovely Maria playing normal or nope. Thanks, baby. Have a great day. Love you.
You too. Bye. Maria.
Hi, baby.
How's it going?
Fine. I was looking at some science, some new science that's come out. So this is all science.
Oh, I like science.
Right, and I wanted to put this out to any ladies out there thinking they've got perfect boobs. Researchers at New York University just did a big study to figure out exactly what that means, meaning what the average person thinks is ideal. So they had over 1,000 men and women, showed them photos, 25 different sets of, you know, knockers, and rate them on attractive and how attractive they were. And they look at five of the best ratings and combine them and make, they made an image of what they say is the perfect boob. Surprisingly, it's fairly perfect. It's not huge. The study describes it as moderately sized. And I looked at the photo. It's yours. I am not kidding you.
What do you want me to say to that, darling?
I don't know, but I'm commending you because yours are apparently, according to, and remember, I'm talking science here. So this isn't just me.
I just want to let you know, no, we're not starting any YouTube thing for boobs. That's not happening.
Damn it!
We have discussed this already, and the answer is no. It will always be no. I don't care how much money I make off my boobs.
So you're telling me OnlyFans is out?
Out.
Out?
Out.
Damn! We could have made so much money on your perfect boobs.
All right, well, no. I think I'm good. You know, you should really appreciate them.
Oh, I appreciate them to the point that I want to make money off of them.
Oh, bullshit. You appreciate it. You actually want to share them. That's stupid.
I don't want to share them.
I'm going.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Hi.
Makeup or breakup, I have one for you, okay? Because, yeah, you're level-headed chick. You know, you're smart broad. Okay, here it is, and it's from this lady, and she says, I went to surprise my husband during lunch at work the other day. I brought him food, and I was going to eat lunch with him. So I was walking by his office. I passed the mailroom, and I saw something that caught my eye. When I looked back there, I saw my husband pulling himself away from another woman. That woman, 23-year-old girl that works with my husband. My husband's 33. I stormed out, and he followed. We had a very ugly conversation after that. He said there was nothing serious going on between them, and they were just flirting in the office and goofing off in the whole thing. He took a little, and he just took it a little too far there. But just today, he swears nothing else has happened. We have two young kids together. The problem is that my husband works for my family's company. I quit my job to stay home with the kids. It makes, if I make any kind of move, it could jeopardize his job. But my husband has different qualifications than me, so it's not like I could just step in and do his job. Plus, I'm not sure I'm ready to go back to work yet, as both our kids are still at home for the most of the day. So, do I make any other moves and risk my marriage and my family's income? Do I forgive this one infraction and try to work it out?
What do you mean? I mean, I'm sorry. I must have missed the part where he was literally kissing her? Or
no, no. He was just, I don't know. He was next to her. They were goofing off in the mailroom. There was no kissing that she saw. They were just flirting at work.
I mean, you flirt sometimes. I flirt sometimes. Flirting's harmless as long as you don't take it to the next level.
Right. Well, see, and they don't really say. They say that he kind of pushed away from her like they were, I don't know what they were doing, but obviously he knew he got caught doing something he shouldn't have been doing.
Well, yeah. Well, he was close enough that he pushed away from her. Yeah, but I'm not sure that I would throw away a marriage just because you were flirting with somebody.
All right, so you say...
Well, I mean, I guess it would depend on who you were flirting with.
Oh, is that right?
There are one or two people on this planet that I would not tolerate you flirting with, and I think you know at least one of them, but...
You mean your mom?
She'd just smack you.
I can't really think of anybody else, because all the other girlfriends you have flirt with me, and I flirt with them all the time.
I know. Well, I was just making that clear. No, I don't think I would go through a divorce. I think she's being overdramatic. She's just being, she's pushing it a little bit. I mean, don't you? I mean.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Really, flirting is flirting. My mom said I was born flirting with a doctor, so what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, you're the biggest flirt I know. Really a hussy, to be honest.
Go ahead. Keep pushing it.
Bye, baby.
Bye. Maria.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
All right, so since we've been married now for like 30 years or something, or it seems like forever, but...
31, I think.
Like an eternity. We've set up some rules, you and I. We have certain rules that we do. I know we have separate bedrooms. That's kind of a rule. We like to cook together. We share all the cleaning and all the other responsibilities and our kids. But there are certain things that you do. You always take care of the litter box for the cat. I always clean up the dog kennel. So we have our rules set. Well, I came across some unique relationship rules that others had passed on and shared online. Some of them are ridiculous, but I think we should adopt a couple of them. You want to hear these?
Yeah, let's check it out.
All right, here's one. Mid-argument, I love yous. If you need to storm out of a room, you have to say I love you first.
Oh, my God. I love you, damn it.
Yeah, I know, but still, it's an I love you. That, you know what? We should adopt that one.
All right, I kind of like that one.
On-demand makeout sessions. At any time, you can say to your partner, I need 30 seconds, and they have to give you 30 seconds of uninterrupted kissing.
No, that's stupid.
All right, okay.
No.
Here's the thing. We kiss a lot. I think that's good for couples that probably don't kiss.
Sure.
Right. Having all of your big fights over texts. See, I don't like that one because too much gets lost in texts.
It could get nasty.
It does say that you at least have a paper trail. Here's another one. A chicken nugget tax. If either of you make chicken nuggets, you have to bring one nugget to the other person before you eat any. Now, we don't do chicken nuggets, but we could do that with other things, cookies or something.
No, I think that's a stupid one, too, because we do share. I mean, we're going to do... I don't think you have to take the first bite. That's stupid. Unless I'm sampling food, and then I'd like you to take the first bite.
Right. Yeah, to see how. Yeah, here, try. Ooh,
here
yuck. Here, I think this milk is rotten. Try this.
Yeah, huh?
All right.
Does that smell funny?
Now, you and I have separate bedrooms, but here's a couple that took it a step further. They bought a duplex, so they both have their own living space.
That would be so cool. We could have the coolest dates.
Well, really? So you would be okay with having complete separate houses? We may never rarely see each other.
No, we would see each other all the time. I would have no problem with that.
Here's another good one. Whisper fights. When things get heated, you're only allowed to whisper. It breaks the tension because it's hard to take yourself too seriously. I like that rule.
You want to do a whisper fight tonight? That'll be fun.
Do you have to have whisper makeup sex then afterwards? Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay. All right.
That's so
TMI.
Good.
All right. So, TMI.
All right.
That's enough.
And that brings me to this next one, along with whisper fights. When things get heated, you have to strip down if you want to keep arguing. You have to argue naked. I am down with this idea as well. You good with that one?
Nope.
No, I mean, here's the thing. Nope. You win every argument is the problem, because I'm naked all the time anyway, so it wouldn't faze you. Whereas if you were naked, I wouldn't be able to concentrate on the argument.
Oh, see, I like that idea, but nope.
No? All right.
Nope.
What if we're whispering?
You and your nakedness.
I'm a Swede. It's what we do.
Uh-huh. Get over it.
Okay, lovely Maria joining us once again. And here's some interesting stuff. Some good news, bad news. Maria, how are you today, by the way?
I am good. Thank you for asking.
All right. Well, here we go. Good news, bad news. The good news, the men in this country of the United States of America last longer in bed than any men anywhere else. USA!
Does
USA.
That mean... No, wait. That just means they stay in bed longer, or just...
You know what I'm talking about.
I'm just not sure, based on that survey, that's true. No.
But here's the bad news. Still not even close to what women want.
That's very true.
Wait, what?
No. 15 minutes is good. We're good.
Really? Well, here's the thing. Really? 15? We got, what, 15? That ain't even enough time to make a sandwich. A new international study found the average woman wants sex to last for 25 minutes, 51 seconds. Men in the United States last an average of 17 minutes, 5 seconds. So there's a discrepancy there. That's longer than anyone else in the world, but still almost 9 minutes less than women are kind of hoping for.
I'm actually okay.
All right. Well, you're good.
Yeah, in fact, that falls perfect. 17 something. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, okay.
I know. You're usually tapping out about then. And I'm like.
No. Yeah. It totally is me saying that. You, my friend, well, you go for a while and then you want to go again. But
again.
Yeah. Okay. Let's not discuss that on the air, honey.
Okay. No, we won't. Men in Canada were second, by the way. Shortest men in India. They were the quickest. They're like, I am done now. So. I guess, I don't know.
Obviously, I picked the wrong breed.
I guess. Well, why? You wouldn't want that. So anywhere, we got to find a strong medium then, I guess, or you're good?
I'm good.
Oh, phew. My goodness. So now I do have time to make a sandwich.
Oh, good Lord. Bye.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
Yes, Maria.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, hey, baby, what's going on?
So here, what do you think of when you hear this sound?
Are you making that sound?
Yeah, that was me.
I don't even know what to say, hon.
Okay, well, it's probably for the best. I was reading a story. Apparently, they say they were talking about the best and worst noises to make during sex. I'm thinking that would be
if
one of the worst.
If you did that during sex, you're out of the room, man. Okay. Locking the damn door.
All right. Actually, that was the sound of two slugs having sex. It was nature and science, thank you.
But, and you were really good at that.
But apparently, when you lie there silent and perfectly still during sex, apparently it's not a turn-on. A new survey had men and women rank the 7 most common noises you can make during sex. Here's the results. Number 7, silence. 8% said, yeah, they like it. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. That would just be awkward.
That would be really...
Is he liking it, or is he not?
I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. Are they alive? Are they sleeping? The next one I don't understand, squeaking. 28% of men like it, only 15% of women. Well, yeah, what woman wants a man that squeaks in bed?
I've never, ever heard of a man that squeaked, or a woman for that matter.
I've heard a couple women
squeak. What
does
that mean? And how do you make a squeaking sound anyway? What is the rules?
I've made a couple squeak in my day. Here's one. Number five on the list is swearing. Now, I guess if you throw out a word here and there, but if you're like swearing at them, like belittling them, that I don't know what.
I'm not going to throw out the word because the FCC, you know.
Well, here's the thing. The next one is screaming. 51% of men and 36% of women like it. Now, again, I think it gets to a point where it's uncomfortable. Especially if you're in a hotel. It's like, all right, let's put a sock in it, would you please?
Hey, baby, the kids are asleep in the next room. Please
right, shut the hell up. They both agree heavy breathing is okay. That was number three.
Yeah, you know what? I'm cool with that as long as it's not in my face.
Yeah, right. You don't want the warm breath.
Bad breath. Oh, my God. No, thank you. We're good.
Number two is talking dirty. 77. This one was the closest. Almost equal. About 75% men and women like dirty talk. Now,
everyone loves it.
Everyone loves it to an extent as long as it doesn't get creepy. Once it's creepy, it's like, okay, please stop. Dirty talk is fun if it's done right. It does have to be done right, though, correct?
I agree. All right, yep.
And number one that they all agree on was moaning. Oh, well, yeah, who doesn't like moaning?
Oh, I know.
It's like the opposite of the silence one. At least it's better than...
Again, you're out of my room, man. You do that, you're gone.
All right, edit that part. So at least I know... where my boundaries are in bed. It's okay if I moan or if I swear a little bit, some heavy breathing, a little dirty talk, but no no squeaking and no...
and no snail sex.
All right, no snail sex. Good point. That's why I call you and bring you in. You know, it's always good. This is good couples therapy here. Great couples therapy. Thanks, babe.
Okay. Have a good day. Bye.
So I was reading this article about couples and couples that stay together for a long time. And it says here, one of the indicators is couples that shower together. Well, okay, that kind of makes sense, I guess. But who am I, right? So we got to go to the expert, lovely Maria, who's on the phone with us.
This is Maria.
Hi, love.
Oh, hey, baby. What's going on?
All right, found it. You know, I always call you when we get these surveys about relationships, couples, and this one is about couples that shower together. They say couples that shower together stay together longer. Makes sense, right?
Not really, but okay.
We shower together, but now when we got the new house, you said you wanted a two-headed shower, so we've got a little shower room. It's stone, and it's got two different shower heads that rain down. It's very cool. And it allows us, because remember the old house, we would shower together. One person would be, it was never sexy. It was never like anything on Cinemax. One person would be in the shower and the other person would be freezing.
Well, yeah, you got to remember that shower too was what? A foot and a half by a foot and a half.
Yeah, we barely fit in it. So that was when we built the new house, we said, all right, we could shower with like eight people now if we wanted to.
Yeah, we could. That's correct.
I mean, we probably wouldn't. I mean, would we?
We wouldn't.
Okay.
No.
All right. See? Throwing it out there.
Right.
It's nice.
Uh-huh.
And it's good because we actually have our own showers. You know, you have the shower scrunchies. Everybody has the shower. And we've got two of them. We've got a white one and a pink one. And, of course, the white one is used for washing the whole body. And we use the pink one for all the, like, the undercarriage and the under the arms and everything.
That's not how it works. The pink one belongs to me. The white one belongs to you. If you're using mine for your undercarriage, we're going to have a talk.
Oh.
Really? Anderson?
So the white one is just for me, and the pink... All right, you might want to get a new pink one.
Oh, bro. Glenn.
Maria.
Baby.
Oh, hi, baby. What are you doing?
So this one's about guys, and we need a female opinion on this.
Okay, fine.
I don't know if guys, you ever caught yourself staring in the mirror debating how many shirt buttons you should have buttoned or unbuttoned.
Women do that sometimes.
Right. Well, you know, because, you guys have a better reason. The lower, you know, the more cleavage is kind of nice. It looks sexier on women to unbutton the shirt more than guys. But Wall Street Journal did a thing, and 40% of people say that it's sexiest when a man unbuttons the top two buttons only of their shirt, nothing lower.
Agreed.
So you're down with that. And that's kind of, I think that's about where I am, right? I don't go too low on that, do I?
Nope.
No, it's about right. I think if it's a nice, if I'm out and it's somewhere very nice and I don't want to wear a tie, I'll only undo the top button. But
You're kind of subconscious about that scar you got when you went through the car windshield, remember?
Yeah, I got a scar on my chest, but you can't really see that anymore.
Unless you unbutton low.
Yeah, unless I go all, you know, Italian on it. Right. Some of the results, see if you agree with these. 22% of people think men over 50 look sexy in sneakers. Only 22%.
I don't think they look sexy in sneakers. I don't have a problem with it, but right. They're not sexy in sneakers.
72% say Birkenstock sandals, not sexy no matter what your age. I agree with that.
Okay, good, because I have no idea what they look like.
Yeah, you know, the leather ones, you know, you always see the sandals with the two big straps across them for
with
men.
Socks.
Yeah, they're kind of like they're like leather Crocs, right? Yeah. Only 3% of people answered ankles for the sexiest body part a man can reveal.
Well, that's a good thing.
What do you think the number one thing is?
Sexiest body part?
Yeah, that a man can show off.
Can actually show off? You mean like in a pair of tight jeans or showing off or what do you
mean? I don't know, but you know, I think like skin wise, like a part of their body that can show off.
Oh, okay. arms. I would go.
Yeah,
that.
Actually, that's it. Biceps, mm-hmm. The upper arm. I don't have big biceps, but I'm glad you like them anyway.
Yep. You're looking good, baby.
Thank you. 47% of people are not turned on by men's wearing jewelry. A little less than half. It depends on the jewelry, I think, right?
Yeah, I think if it's done discreetly and manly, great. But those are the what are they called? Gauges? Those big black things?
Oh, in the ear? Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I know. Who told them that looked good?
I know. I know how you feel about those. I feel the same. 52% are not turned on by men who wear red. I don't wear red. On the flip side, 41% say black clothes generally sexy, but that's for both partners because it's thinning. Everybody looks good.
It's thinning. Yeah, agree.
Everybody looks sexy in black. That's cheating. 75% of people say glasses are sometimes, usually, or always sexy.
I like glasses.
Yeah, I got my cool blue shades, man. They work for me. 44% say clean-shaven faces are sexy, but 56% like some sort of facial hair.
I don't. All right. No.
How long should a man's shorts be? 64% say just above the knee, which is where I like it. 19% say shorter than that. Wow. Like John Stockton NBA shorts. And 17% say below the knee. Ah, I hate those. I see all these old fat guys at the golf course, and they wear the jorts that are like the jean shorts, but they're almost like capri pants.
I'm sorry, but the worst ones were the Bruce Jenner shorts in the 80s. Do you remember those?
The real short ones.
Yeah, they
the
were really
Stockton's.
Short, and they had the slit on either side. Right. God, just ugly as sin.
All right. The least sexy style is athletic wear, as just and the sexy styles include T-shirt and jeans, suit, or the shirt and chinos. So there you go. All right.
But
there's a lot of things that are... We always see guys, and we have friends that wear the shirts that are buttoned way too low.
Yeah.
Right? And what does that really say about a man when they're wearing that? You know what I mean?
Al Pacino.
Yeah, exactly. See, I think I'm thinking Scarface all the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, are they trying to like hijack a kid and take him to Bermuda or something? I mean,
like,
come
what
on.
Does this thing
Get
say?
Get a cigar.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
It says, you know, what's that overly unbuttoned shirt say? It says, I shoot porn in my basement.
Yeah, exactly.
I drive a Camaro. A Camaro with a tail fin.
And I'm single.
I keep stores that sell gold chains in business. It also
says gold chains.
Yeah, it also says, yep, I own a waterbed.
Yeah, okay, well, let's end on that note, shall we?
My clothing is 75% velour.
Okay.
I'm the first person your rich mom's going to date after your dad dies.
Oh, that's brutal, dude.
I mistakenly assume women find massive chest hair attractive. I don't sell coke, but I know someone who does. I have a personalized license plate that says ladies man. See, these are all, that's exactly what, guys, if you have your shirt button too low, that's all that they say about, I wear sunglasses indoors. What it really says is, gosh, I wish I was Burt Reynolds. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, it's me, Glenners.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wearing lingerie right now?
No, I'm wearing a bathing suit.
All right, see, now you're lying.
No, I'm not, actually. The top part is a bathing suit.
Wow, okay. All right, that's
the bottom
good.
Part is yoga pants.
Wow, okay, I'm good with this. All right. Anyway, well, that's funny you would say you're wearing a bikini and yoga pants, because that kind of...
I didn't say bikini. I said bathing suit.
I just don't ruin this for me. I said bikini.
You
would
visioned
you please?
It. Okay,
yes.
I got you.
Yes.
We'll roll with it. Okay, fine.
Thank you. Got this in from BuzzFeed. It's a list of turn-ons and turn-offs, and I kind of agree. These are fairly mundane things. I wanted to see what you thought. Number one on the list, believe it or not, is tattoos. 77% say tattoos are kind of a turn-on. But
yeah, I like my tattoo. I like your tat.
Right. Number two, when somebody you're dating responds to a text immediately, 86% said, yeah, it's a turn-on when they respond right away.
No.
No? The next one, turn-ons when somebody is really funny. 98% say, yeah, that's a turn on. But 2%
Absolutely.
Say, okay, so you agree with that. The next one,
yeah.
When 62% say it's a turn on when people are actually super talkative.
I guess it depends on what they're talking about.
Yeah, and how long they talk.
Super talkative when you cannot get a word in is not a good date.
Okay, I agree there. That's a good call.
Hmm.
When somebody's extra confident.
I like confidence.
All right. So, yeah, 81% said that's a turn on. Loud talking, which is weird. 94% said it's a turn off if they talk loud.
Yes. Agree.
Okay. See, I totally agree with you.
Oh, stop it. Oh, my God.
And those are some pretty simple turnoffs, because the rest, I think we can all agree on a lot. Like, I don't know, pulling up to a date on a scooter. That would be kind of a... maybe shoes with buckles. Here's another good turnoff I think we can agree on. The smell of Vicks Vapor Rub. Not a big turn-on. Starting a fire using a Duraflame log. Not a turn-on.
Yeah, that's lower 48 standard.
How about this? Finally, we'll just say a big turn-off. We'll just call it the Subaru Outback with too many bumper stickers. Big turn-off. Huge turn-off.
Just hate being stuck behind one.
they're usually doing 40 in the 60. All right, so I think we agree on most of the turnoffs. Some of the turn-ons, somebody who's really funny, somebody who's talkative, somebody who's confident with tattoos, responds to texts me. Hey, look, that's me. I am such a turn-on.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not. I have a feeling you're about to turn this off.
Yeah.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
Well, another great show in the can as we wrap up 2023. I want to thank my wife, lovely Maria, for being such a good sport and let us humor and have fun. She plays along very well. She's humored me for 30 years, so she's used to it by now. Coming up next week, brand new show for you, brand new stuff, brand new stories. We're going to have, a foodie roundup, Ask Trooper Cooper, F My Life. We got some great stuff coming up. We'll look at the worst movies ever. We are just getting rolling, and we're glad that you have joined us. Share us with your friends, whoever they may be, and have a great new year. Be safe, be careful, and we're going to talk to you from the cabin in Crapper Creek in 2024. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.